Good afternoon. We'll have a period of sunny skies for a while, though we will see temperatures struggle a bit, especially in areas where some of that early morning fog hangs on. Readings should, though, make it back into the mid-40s across most of the region. High clouds will begin to stream in during the middle and latter portion of the afternoon, and they will increase and thicken after dark tonight. It will stay dry through midnight and most of the night as the breeze picks up out of the southeast. Temperatures will stay on the relatively mild side and mostly above freezing in the middle and upper 30s. A few scattered showers are possible by sunrise tomorrow. At this point, we'll track a strong low-pressure system through the Great Lakes and into southern Canada. It will drag a cold front our way during the day tomorrow. Out ahead of the front, a south wind will increase and become gusty, and temperatures will surge all the way into the 50s. That south breeze will also pull in some moisture from the Atlantic, and scattered showers are possible early in the day tomorrow. Then, as the front draws closer in the afternoon and evening, perhaps a steadier rain. But we're talking about all liquid precipitation with the milder air. That milder air will last into Tuesday night, but after the front passes, a blustery northwest breeze will take over, and cooler air will flow in during the day on Wednesday. In fact, with a mix of sun and clouds, temperatures will only manage to get into the lower 40s on Wednesday afternoon. A reinforcing surge of colder air on Thursday with a few flurries and snow showers, otherwise highs in the middle and upper 30s. Another round of energy will pivot through the Great Lakes and into the northeast on Friday into Saturday. This could have a response along the coast with some snow. However, the exact track of low pressure along the coast will determine if we get any measurable snowfall into the weekend. Meantime, high temperatures will remain in the 30s Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, that strong storm over the mid-Missouri Valley will advance into southern Canada by tomorrow night. On this track, snow will fall from the central Rockies into the northern plains today and expand into the upper Mississippi Valley tonight. The snow will become heavy at times. Blizzard warnings have been issued for the easternmost parts of the Dakotas and western Minnesota for the combination of 3 to 5 inches of snow and strong gusty winds of up to 55 miles per hour. This will create very low visibility in near whiteout conditions. Out ahead of the storm, a strong south wind will pull in unseasonably warm air from the Gulf of Mexico into the lower plains and mid-Mississippi Valley. This will produce enough instability for thunderstorms to develop into a squall line before advancing into central Missouri and western Arkansas. Damaging winds are the primary threat, though some hail cannot be ruled out across eastern parts of Oklahoma. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny near 50, Boston sunny in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and breezy with highs in the mid-50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 40 degrees, the average low, 26. The record high, 63, set in 1998, and the record low, 9 below zero in 1940. Sunrise this morning, 7:09 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:22 p.m., 9 hours and 13 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine giving way to increasing high clouds during the afternoon and highs in the lower to mid-40s. Thickening clouds tonight with lows in the mid-30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing clouds today with high temperatures in the middle and upper 40s. Thickening clouds tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, any sunshine giving way to increasing high clouds throughout the afternoon and highs in the mid-40s. Thickening clouds tonight with lows in the middle and upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, any sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today and highs in the mid-40s. Thickening clouds tonight in the upper 30s to around 40. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Any sunshine giving way to increasing high clouds today with high temperatures in the mid-40s. Thickening clouds tonight back into the upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy, scattered showers to start, then a steadier rain in the afternoon, breezy, quite mild, in the 50s. A mix of sun and clouds turning cooler Wednesday, temperatures falling back through the 40s. Mostly cloudy, breezy, a few flurries or snow showers Thursday in the upper 30s. Increasing clouds 30s Friday, a chance of snow, especially along the coast on Saturday, and a few snow showers on Sunday. High temperatures both days in the lower and middle 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.